to the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, Bernadette, good morning. How we doing?
Yeah, I almost forgot we were doing this today.
Yeah, we figured.
Hey, I'm just glad you returned our calls eventually. We know this is hard. Let's just rip off the Band-Aid. Talk to us about you and Trent.
Where to start?
Maybe how y'all know each other. We could try that.
Yeah, it's kind of a long story, but I may have actually been the one to blame for everything, and it kind of pissed me off because it took a long time to even get here.
Here can't mean here.
No way.
So you mean with Trent?
Yeah, was this like playing the long game or what?
Well, no, not exactly. I didn't mean with Trent. It's more like in general, I guess, because it's been a minute since I've done the whole dating thing. Oh. I was married for a bit. That didn't work out, obviously. And then when I found my freedom again, the kids were just they were it for me, you know? Mm-hmm. So taking a few years for me to get the time, the confidence,
right.
Honestly, the overcoming of the PTSD I get from listening to this every day. I mean,
fair?
No, I mean, you know, there's just like kind of psychos out there.
Yeah,
jeez.
Confidence.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd reach out to you guys with all my problems. No offense. I'm not.
None taken.
No, not at all.
No, I was so worried about all of it, you know, but once I just finally jumped in and committed, it was sort of fun, you know, at least for a while it was. And it was so nice to connect with people and not just talk about kids. And I got to feel like a person again. And the men, you know, they seemed to like me, which was very flattering. And it was just what I needed, honestly. But my problem really came when I started looking for men who were, and I say this as nicely as I can, you know, quality matches.
Absolutely.
I know it sounds silly, yeah. But like gainfully employed with their own hair and teeth. No violent criminal history to speak of.
Wait.
Oh, okay. That was honestly harder than I thought. Honestly.
What were you using? I mean, how are you finding matches or dates or whatever?
Oh, gosh. In the end, everything. I even started using apps, which I don't fully understand. Maybe I still didn't give them enough time. I don't know. It just all feels like a dead end once I started digging deeper, and it was a real shame.
So when those fail, like what's your other option? Just like rely on intros from friends or recs from coworkers?
Are you down to acquaintances?
Yeah, like how far down the line do you go?
Did you just get like real cute before you went grocery shopping and that's your best shot or what?
Yeah, I gave up curbside. I wore my fancy yoga pants and everything.
Oh, you go, girl.
Okay. Okay. Right.
But I will say, you know, it's funny because me and Trent, we'd actually been out a few times when I was first getting divorced. Some of the ladies at my church thought we'd hit it off. And I was not in the right frame of mind to give him what he needed at that time. Yeah. You know, it was just a mess. But then we sort of reconnected randomly, and we went on a few dates, and like it fit.
Right, but now you're talking to us.
Yeah. So what happened?
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know what I mean. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just not absolutely sure where it went wrong, but I'm thinking that he took something I said maybe a little too personally. I didn't mean anything by it. From the potential girlfriend standpoint, he could take a little better care of himself, you know?
Right.
Like,
okay.
And I know he works so hard and he's so amazing. He really is. He's great with my kids. He's a true gentleman. It just like he sort of started to let the stress get the better of him, I think. He's not as active as he could be, right?
Got it.
And so I told him it might be a good idea if he came with me to my Orange Theory class.
Did he ask why?
Kind of. He seemed sort of hurt, and I know I wounded his pride. Okay. He never really committed one way or another. I just thought there was a chance that he'd roll up at the 7 a.m., but he did not. And ever since that, he's been like an MIA.
Okay.
Looking back, I don't really think I handled that very well. I think just, I mean, time comes for us all. You get to that certain age, you have to work a little harder, you know? It's just life. And I'm assuming that you actually want to be around to enjoy it later. I do, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. And if you're together, you want him around too.
Yeah. So you think you overstepped by suggesting, like, maybe kind of sort of he was out of shape. And now you're hoping we can get, like, a romantic date going for y'all and just sort of clean this mess up.
Is that desperate?
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. Look, let's call Trent. We'll see what we can do. We'll talk to him next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Bernadette is back in the game.
Yeah.
After quite the timeout.
Yeah.
She got divorced. She had kids.
Mm-hmm.
Kids kind of took priority, as they should. So now she's got the time. Now she's got the confidence. And it was going really well for her in the beginning when it was like, oh, all these guys are telling me I'm attractive and they want to take me out. But
guys.
Yeah, now that she's actually looking for something, it became harder. She reconnected with Trent because they had been out before, like when she was first getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good until it wasn't, and she thinks that's because she sort of suggested he was out of shape.
It's exactly what she said
come to a class with me, and he didn't take
it
well.
That's not a big deal.
No, yeah. I think we can overcome this. So we've got him lined up. Hey, Trent.
Yeah, this is Trent.
We're Frito and Katie from Y100. We are calling you today because we've got this offer for you.
No, I'm all right. Thanks, I'm not interested.
Well, it's not an extended warranty, I promise.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing like that. It is a prize, okay? It is free. So we're a radio station, and we do a giveaway every day. So people enter others to win, like, these little epic date nights. And you'll actually get to choose, like where you go and what you do, okay? It's all taken care of by us, by yours truly.
Okay. Is it a prize?
Yes.
Who entered me in this?
It's actually the woman you need to take with you on the date, like if you want to get it for free. And you have been out with her before. She's not some like random stranger. So do you remember Bernadette?
Yeah, right. It was Bernadette.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And she actually reached out just because she felt like she had made things a little bit weird, which is a level of self-awareness we don't always see on Second Date Update. But Bernadette, do you want to elaborate here?
Yeah, sure. I wanted to apologize. It feels like you didn't like me inviting you to my fitness class. And if that is in fact the case, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to offend you or insinuate something. It was just an idea.
Yeah, but I mean, one of many ideas, right? I mean, first it was you didn't even like what I was wearing. And then it was my physique. So what's next? Is my house not going to be enough for you? Or was my, I'm not driving the right truck or something?
What? No. I just thought maybe you'd like it if you'd come with me. Would that be so bad? I mean, where is all this coming from?
That's a good question.
I just think, I mean, it sort of feels like it's only been a few dates and you're already trying to what? Like get me to go to the gym, lose weight? Change the way I dress. I get this feeling that you don't even think I'm good enough for you. And I just think you should be happy with what you get at this point.
I'm sorry. What is that supposed to mean?
You have to just be realistic is all I'm saying, okay? I mean, could I lose a few pounds? Sure. Okay, sure. Is my hair falling out a little bit? Maybe. Should I have subbed a salad every once in a while? Probably. But this is about as good as you're going to get. I think a divorced woman with three kids getting a little picky over there. I mean, especially at your age.
Excuse me?
Okay.
Look, I swear, I'm not trying to be mean, but I think Bernadette, I mean, look, you're a total stunner. She's good looking and that's for any age. But most men, they're going to see complications. They're going to see the three kids. I mean, come on, like, I don't mind at all. But I know that's not what most dudes want. Dating later in life is like shopping for a used car. You with me? You want the Carfax, but you kind of don't. I mean,
well,
you want something flashy, but it's something reliable that's more your speed. So you stay in your lane. Maybe you just go with the car that hates the gym and really likes pizza.
All right, I'm following this.
Because my first marriage didn't work out, and I've, God forbid, aged over the years that I'm somehow damaged goods. You just called my kids complications. And I'm supposed to what? To settle for the first man that doesn't go screaming for the hills? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically, settle.
Really?
And then settle down. I mean, you'll be happier a lot more in the end. It's a lot less heartbreak. I'm just telling you how it is. You're never going to find a man as good as me. I mean, that's actually going to put up with all of this.
Wow.
I mean, you're playing with limited options going in. The deck is already stacked against you, and it's time that you just go home with.
What, the Joker? I really think I already did.
I think so, too.
I'll tell you this. You've got one thing right. I'm not going to find a man as good as you. I'm going to find someone better. And I really can't believe that I got you so wrong.
Yikes. Good Lord.
We'll get used to it because there is going to be a lot more disappointment in your future. I can already tell right now.
Okay. Okay. Right. I'm going to... it's a no from me. Okay? I'm not going to let this happen, but Bernadette, you know, if you change your mind,
maybe you have
a lobotomy or something. I don't know. You can reach back out, okay?
Yeah, other than that, thank y'all for being on. We appreciate the time.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.